The Czech Republic will provide consular services for the US in Syria, the Foreign Ministry confirmed on Wednesday, after Poland, which had taken on that function until now, withdrew its diplomats. As the conflict between pro-government forces and anti-Assad rebels escalates, the Czechs are among the few who have retained their mission in Damascus. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Italy, Sweden, France, and Finland are just a few on the ever-growing list of countries that have closed their embassies in Syria in light of the 17-month-old armed conflict. The U.S. withdrew its diplomats in February, and until now its consular activities were handled by Poland. Now, following a request by the U.S., such matters will be handled by the Czechs. Deputy Foreign Minister Vladimir Galushka said the U.S. issued a request last Friday and officially contacted the host country, Syria, this week.
I think we can safely assume that the U.S. trusts us in these matters. And of course, there is also the factor that we are one of the few EU countries who still have a mission operating in Damascus. For those reasons, I think their choice was not only political, but also practical.
Czech officials are understandably monitoring the security situation, changing hour by hour. If anything, it appears to be growing only more volatile. At least 70 people, it was reported by the BBC on Thursday, had been killed by government forces in recent house-to-house sweeps in Damascus, many of the people reportedly summarily executed, shot in the head or face. Aleppo, one of the most important cities in the country, described as crucial in the continuing conflict, has also seen fierce fighting between the pro-regime army and rebel forces, with innocents being caught in between. I spoke to Assem Atassi, a Homs native and a member of the Free Syria Initiative in Prague, who confirmed contacts with some friends and family members at home or in neighboring Jordan where they had taken refuge. Mr. Atassi described the situation in Aleppo, including its importance in the fight against Bashar Assad's regime.
In Aleppo, let's say the Free Syrian Army has the advantage now because I think the regime army was somehow surprised by this attack. So till now, I think they have the advantage, even they have less people. But the Syrian regime and the Syrian army don't want to lose the people of Aleppo because it's known that Aleppo was one of the latest cities that came to the revolution or, let's say, participated in the revolution. So they are trying not to do what they already did in Homs or in another cities, that they, in fact, make the people enemies. So they are trying not to make this massacre as they did in the other cities.
The BBC reported how difficult it is, for example, to get food in Aleppo, that one bakery had opened after many days. I imagine also that other supplies will be scarce. What is the humanitarian situation?
In fact, the humanitarian situation in Aleppo, it's as bad as in other cities, like it is in Homs, that is in Damascus, or sorry, countryside of Damascus, in Deir ez-Zor, and in Daraa. In fact, it's all people, places that are surrounded by the army, and the army, the regime army, is preventing any humanitarian aid to be delivered to these people.
Assad himself has called the coming days key in the conflict. Do you think that that is indeed the case? And what are the chances of the government forces being defeated so that, say, there can be a new future for Syria?
It's really hard to say that, okay, now that we are, like say, that the Free Syrian army has the biggest advantage and that they are defeating the regime army. It's really hard to say something like that. We still know that the Syrian regime has still the chemical weapon, that they have a lot of things that maybe they can maybe use. So we are really afraid that they will use this chemical weapons or other, let's say, non-usual weapons that can make a big massacre, but that can, from the point of view of the Syrian regime, they can see it as the last way how to defeat the Free Syrian army.
That was Assem Atassi from the Free Syria Initiative discussing the situation in Syria with Jan Wellinger.